The Ringer Gambling Show is here to help you place your bets on the biggest sports around the world. Join NFL analyst Warren Sharp on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays with guests Chris Vernon, Ben Solak, and Joe House to guide you through the NFL betting landscape. Each week, they'll cover everything from spreads, game totals, and parlays to player props, futures, post-game reactions, and more. Check out The Ringer Gambling Show on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God. The world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
Peter Rosenberg!
Shout out to that guy, yes.
The majesty.
Oh my goodness.
It's professional wrestling.
A 1,000% confirmed.
Not mage. Stay mage and enjoy yourself.
Yo, 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 what's up, man? This is, wow, this is special. It's Christmas Eve. I'm at Dipper Lago right now. Yes, the Eagle has landed in Los Angeles. I'm about to fire up an episode of Superstars from 1988 or so to watch with Dipperstein. But as you get ready for the holidays, we have a special for you. Two things to tell you about. Number one, coming up right here, my interview with Zelina Vega, who's going to be at Madison Square Garden the day after Christmas. And of course, this is a super meaningful venue for her, given her history in New York, her history with her dad, who passed on 9/11, and their history going to the Garden together, the experience recently of when she was supposed to have a match at MSG that ended up getting bumped off the card. So a lot to talk about with my old friend, Zelina Vega, formerly Rosita, if you remember all the way back from her TNA days. Anyways, a great conversation coming up with her. And also, we did a special 90-minute bonus the other night. So if you listen to Cheap Heat on Wednesday and you heard us talking about our live we were going to do, oh, it happened. And it's fully available on my YouTube channel, Rosenberg Radio on YouTube. We argued a lot about the surprise appearance that we got on AEW Dynamite on Wednesday night from Kyle O'Reilly. Argued about a lot more. Zach Linder, formerly of WWE.com, jumped on. It was a great time. So if you're looking for more wrestling content, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Rosenberg Radio, and check out that bonus. But right now, hang right here and enjoy this interview with Zelina Vega. Merry Christmas and stay mage, everyone.
I'm intrigued by the meatballs.
All right. A very special holiday bonus, Cheap Heat. December 26th, I'm sad I'm going to be out of town. The main reason is because at the Madison Square Garden on the 26th is one of my favorite shows, the WWE Holiday Tour, which if you're a New Yorker, if you're in the tri-state, if you're anywhere within a couple hours, it is worth a drive in. It is such a good time. There's something about it that feels just so old school and right. And I'm sure someone who that will resonate with more than anyone is my guest right now, Queen Zelina Vega. Are you still have a Vega? Or are you just Queen Zelina now?
I'm keeping Vega. I mean, I don't think I should get rid of my last name. I mean, to shorten it up, Queen Zelina, why not? But I'm still Vega. I mean, hello.
It's so true. You always have to watch out in WWE. You never know if a last name is disappearing at any given moment.
I know. And that's why I'm like, no, I mean, Vega had a very big significance to me. So I got to keep it.
Hey, tell us. I don't think I've ever asked you that. What is the history of Zelina Vega?
Well, I wanted to be just Zelina or Vega. Vega was from Street Fighter. So that was my inspiration for it. It's just Vega from Street Fighter. I just loved his vibe. I love everything about him. I mean, even just the way that he would cheat, like climbing the fence and stuff in the background. And I mean, obviously it's no shock to anyone that I'm a gamer. So it's, you know, my little
By the way, can I tell you the truth? While I don't find it shocking now that I know you and you're proud of it and you put it out there, I don't know that if I met you on the street in just life, I would be like, this chick's big time gamer. She's giving me super gamer vibes. Has that always been a thing for you?
Since I was a child, like gaming and cats now.
Yeah, and you have a lot of, let's be honest, you're a freaking weirdo. Let's just get it all out there.
I know. It's okay though, because like I feel like there's so many people that are weirdos too, and they just kind of relate to me now. And whether you hate me or you love me, it's like, well, I mean, I kind of get why she's a bit of a jerk. Hey, can we not do that?
Which one is this?
This is Blue.
Blue.
Oh, you hear him?
Blue. What up? Blue is a very, very handsome.
Isn't he? I know. He's a little Bengal.
Wow. That's an expensive cat, isn't it?
Well, we got him from Bengals Embrace, and they're actually wrestling fans. So he's an expensive breed.
So you're about to say is that you got a cat discount, is what you're saying.
I mean, we might have gotten a cat discount, but at the same time, it's like, you can't put a price on your babies.
Are you permanently, for the rest of your life, I foresee for the rest of your life, you going in and out of a British accent at all times forever? What do you think?
British, sometimes it's Australian, sometimes it's New Yorkian. It depends on my mood.
Oh, it just went, I just heard Australian come up more than I've heard before. Wow.
It depends. It depends on my mood, really.
What about, do you ever take on your husband's accent?
No, because he doesn't really have an accent.
He doesn't? Like, I've only spoken to him one time, so I don't recall. We only had one extended conversation, and I don't recall. He doesn't have much of an accent?
No, there's like, his family has an accent, but he doesn't really know.
Wow, that's interesting. So you, at this point, have more of an accent than your husband?
In a way, yes, because I think now that it's, you know, listen, I'm a distant cousin of the royal family's aunts and nephews twice removed.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
I heard that.
But that's why I have to, you know, I have to take on this role with pride and make sure I'm representing in the right way. But I can't help it if sometimes, you know, my New Yorkian comes out when I get angry. I mean, if anybody knows, you know, a Spanish woman, I mean, hello, you should know.
I understand. I'm in these streets. I'm in New York. I know what time it is.
Exactly. So, you know.
And by the way, give everyone your exact New York biography, where you were born, where you were raised, etc.
So I was born in Flushing, Queens, but raised in Queens Village.
Ah, Flushing, Queens, and then Queens Village. And is that where your family is to this day?
They're still there. Mm-hmm.
And where'd you go to high school?
So I started off, so most of my life was in Queens. It was like kind of back and forth, but I went to like PS 33 is where I started. Okay. And then IS 109, and then Mon Van Buren is where I started. But then we moved to Long Island. And then I went to Center Reach High School.
Mm.
And then we moved to Connecticut and I went to Stonington High School, which is technically where I graduated. I was only there for like a few months and then we graduated there. But then I went back to New York and I stayed in Queens for a while. And then I moved to Florida. So I've been kind of everywhere, but most of my time is spent in Queens Village.
You being properly billed though should be from Queens, New York. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so what memories do you have of Madison Square Garden? Because you will be in the building on December 26th. And it is that fun, very local. There's something about it that's different for some reason. When the cameras go off and like the garden's darker, it just has this very old, I don't know, classic wrestling feel. So do you have memories with your dad going back to the garden?
I do. And it's funny because my mom actually took a picture of my foam finger, my two extreme foam finger that I still have in my closet.
Wow. And
you still want this? And I'm like, yeah, don't you dare touch it. It needs to stay there like forever. So it's like I still have my Hardy Boy shirt from there. Like my dad got me the two extreme foam finger and the Hardy Boy shirt. And I thought I was ready for battle. I was like, let's go. Like I'm ready, you know. But it's crazy to me because there's times where I'll look into the audience when I am at Madison Square Garden and go, damn, I was there as a kid. It's so weird. And then like, you know, my youngest brother, we took him to Madison Square Garden. I think I was around like 15 or so. And, you know, he made the Umaga ate my sign with a little chew mark on the sign, you know, in the paper. And he made a King Booger. So he had King Booker with the pinky, and then he printed out a picture of a nose, and he put the nose on top, and he wrote King Booker on it. And it
was this is a lot of work.
And he was really young too. He was really, really young. So I was like really impressed by that. But the best thing is that when it did go to commercial, King Booker and Charmel both looked at him and gave him attention for that sign. And
really?
It made his night. It made his night. So it's memories like that I'll cherish, because it's, you know, you can always say like, oh, I remember, you know, when this person came back and I watched it on TV, but being there is just so different. And my other brother, like, he went through a phase of, oh, wrestling's not cool anymore and I don't want to go and, you know, whatever. So we went to MSG and we sat right behind like the commentators, and the whole time he's just sitting there with a pouty face, just, oh, it's not cool, it's not cool. And then it went to like Saturday night's main event or something like that, mm-hmm. like just one of the shows that they did after, and the big surprise was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I by the way, I was there. I know the night you're talking about.
Were you there? I was there too. What year was that?
Was this the night? Was this the Saturday night's main event where MVP had a boxing match with Evander Holyfield?
That's the one. That's the one.
Yep.
I think it was Matt Hardy, actually.
Oh, it was Matt Hardy, and MVP was like the manager or something. It was 07? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
07 or 08?
Something like that. So,
okay, so
I want to say maybe closer to 07, because I know I was like maybe 16 then. Wow. Maybe 16. But so, you know, the whole time, just pouty face, pouty face. And then as soon as he heard the glass shatters, he levitated. Over. I've never seen a human levitate like he did. And it was just, I remember looking at him like, oh, wrestling's not cool. What's going on? Look at you. Clapping. He was going crazy, like completely out of his mind mental. And I was like, you know, this is really cool for me to see, but I wish like I could use it against him somehow. And I just kind of forgot about it. So then later on, I was like, oh, I saw you guys on TV. And I was like, when? And she's like, oh, you know, when Stone Cold came out, you know, they zoomed in on Timmy and he was clapping and going crazy for him. And I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever. So I took a video of it. I still have the video, actually. I got to send it to you. It's really funny. They zoom in and you see little me and I still have my braces. It's awful. But, you know, just to use that against him, it just was the best, because I didn't have to do chores for like a month.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from sports exploration and green energy to delivering pizza and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 200, or 2 billion, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid, featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God. The world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
So take me through this. The garden, I know, is a meaningful place, and you and I spoke briefly about it, but I didn't want to bother you about it at the time. And I know you've spoken about it publicly, but How challenging was that September 11th show when your segment ended up getting scratched? And can you tell us about the conversation that you had with Vince McMahon afterwards? Because I know you've spoken about that.
So it's funny because a lot of
By the way, let me give background real quick. I'm assuming everyone in the world knows everything. Thea's dad, who we just spoke about, was killed on 9/11. And that's always been obviously a part of your story as a human being. And one of the things that I think has endeared you to a lot of people in New York is the relationship with your dad losing his life that day, et cetera. So I didn't want to assume everyone knows that. So now take us through, there's a September 10th, Friday night SmackDown this past year where you were slated to have a match and it ended up getting scratched. I'm sorry, continue.
No, so it was weird because usually, and people don't really know, first of all, I didn't think that this was going to be a question that would keep coming up because I didn't think it was going to be so massive. Like, it was such a thing and I had no idea, like, the kind of support I was going to get from that. And, but, you know, people don't really understand that when you're doing live TV, you can't really predict certain things. You can't really predict if somebody goes over time, because if you think about it, right, you have times. Like, we all know how this works. You have times that you got to hit. But if you're doing a promo, you don't really have anybody talking to you in your ear telling you, okay, you got a minute left, or you have 45 seconds left or whatever.
You don't have the advantage of a referee who can help you get the information that you need, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Exactly. So Edge and I believe it was Edge and Seth, they had went over, and then like Roman and Brock, they went over. And by that time, they had both used an extra like 4 minutes, which was right, you know, by that time in the show, the only thing that they could cut was our match.
Right.
So it wasn't a personal thing. It wasn't. And I say it because, yes, I was upset and it broke my heart because I wanted to be a part of it. But at the same time, it's not like I knew that Vince was going, oh, I'm going to do this to her, because he would never do that. So by the time it did get cut, you know, I spoke to them and they just knew that it hurt me, you know, and I think that was really what it was, is that they didn't want that to be the case. And they kind of just let me do 9/11 the way I needed to do with my family. And then the next day, Vince had called me and he must have apologized like 30 times. Like, it was just him expressing how sorry he was, and it wasn't a personal thing. He's like, I know how you can see it as a personal thing, but it really wasn't. And I'm so, so sorry. I would never do that to you. And let's work together. Let's make this right. Let's do this together. You know, like, let's meet in my office on Friday and we'll talk about everything. And then we did. So it ended up being something that, you know, would I have traded 4 minutes at an MSG show just for the sake of doing it for my dad versus now being the queen and being the tag? Not saying that that's why it happened.
But things unfold the way they unfold. Like, that's exactly. That's how life is. And you never know what opportunity missed leads to a conversation, which makes someone have an idea. And then before you know it, you know, like, I think that the story of you and Xavier and your reigns as king and queen are maybe the most interesting that I could ever recall, because Xavier had a lot of stuff going on and I don't think that he thought he was going to be sitting in the position he was going to be in. And I don't think that you were feeling that way either. And then you fast forward, now you've got a crown, you've got a beautiful accent, you've got a tag title, a new tag partner. Do you feel generally rejuvenated right now? I mean, I know in some ways titles and crowns, you know, wrestlers can tell you it means nothing, but in some ways they can also be an indicator and really mean something. So how do you feel about where things are for you right now?
I feel like this is the shot that I've been waiting for. And this is the thing that I need to go, okay, you've been, you know, wanting something for so long. Like, this is the time to show them, you know, that prove them right. You know, they gave you this opportunity, prove them right. You know, and I always say, give me the ball. You know, if I drop it, screw me. But if you don't do it, then you won't know. And I just feel like now more than ever, I have a fire under my ass like I've never had before. And, you know, you have to kind of put things in perspective, because yes, some people think it's just a prop, and I've never thought of it that way. Why? Because I grew up a wrestling fan, and I remember, you know, crying when I saw Lita won it. And I remember, you know, you have those emotions tied to it. So when I won the title, I remember seeing this video. Oh my God. I saw this video of this girl, and she'll probably, like, if she sees this, she'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe she's talking about my video. I hate her so much. But it's of her literally weeping. Like,
when you won, weeping. This is when you won the crown or the tag titles?
The tag titles away okay. from Nikki and Rhea, because she loved Nikki and Rhea so much that she couldn't believe that me and Carmella took it from them and were prancing around, jumping around the way we were. And she was so angry. You just saw it in her face, and she was recording herself for some reason and just put it on Twitter. And she was just screaming and weeping and screaming, no, I can't believe that she did this. You know, and I'm like, okay, whether that was a good response or a bad response, it was a response, an emotional response that we got from you. Mm-hmm. That's what this is all about. And if I can pull that emotion from you, I did my job.
So funny. We had a conversation on the podcast last week, and my co-host, Stat Guy Greg, made the best point, I think. We were arguing about a show recently. I don't remember exactly what it was, but the situation was basically how getting, oh yeah, I know what it was. It was MJF coming back to Long Island and him having a moment where he had this real moment, and someone said, that's what it's all about. And my partner, and I thought it was one of the best things he's ever said, that's actually not what it's all about. It's not all about the performers giving you their real life emotions. What it's really about is the performers performing so well that they make the audience feel emotions. And I was like, wow, that, not to say you can't get those real moments with real emotions that aren't great, but what do you say as a performer? Isn't the day in, day out goal exactly what you're saying? Like, it's to put on a show and make them feel something that is being created essentially by you and your coworkers.
Absolutely. I think more than anything, like, I can, because it's one thing to go out, imagine that, right? I go out there and it's like, oh, this feels so good because I'm from here. And it's like, the audience could care less. You know what I mean? Versus, oh, cool, I'm in Michigan. I'm not from here, whatever, but they freaking hate me here. And I love right, that. Right. What a great crowd. That is what you look
for. Well, you're going to get cheered. If when you, on December 26th, when you're at Madison Square Garden, no matter what your character is like, good or bad, if they announce from Queens, New York, you will get a pop. You're not earning that pop in that moment. You know what I'm saying? You're earning the booze in Des Moines, Iowa, when you show up and they just hate you because you're that obnoxious.
Right. I can't believe I called them, was it in Milwaukee? I called them dairy-loving farm peasants. I was like, what are you saying? Like, what are you saying right now?
How often do you get off of TV and have a moment and hear from The Rock about something that you've accomplished? Because I know he's had a pivotal role mentor-wise in your life.
So the last big thing, because it was obviously, like, we talked about the Queen thing, and but okay, so here's the crazy thing, right? Here's a mixture of the two, right? So we have Barclay Center. I used to go to the Barclay Center all the time. Obviously, it's in New York, and I'm walking.
And you're so young that it's a part of your youth, also. I forgot, because somehow, no matter what happens, I keep getting older and you stay the same age. But yes. All right. So Barclay Center was a part of your teenage years as well. Okay.
Well, I mean,
or close to early 20s, whatever.
Right. Well, right. And that's where it's like, you know, I went there with more of, like, my brothers and, you know, like, uncles and stuff like that. But actually, my brother used to work there.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing him around.
You did see him. Right. So, but here's the thing. I'm walking into the Barclay Center and I remember Saroth, he's one of the gear makers there.
He's the guy.
I mean, he doesn't make my gear. I mean, we've tried so many times to make it work, but it hasn't worked out yet. But Jolene actually makes my gear and she's amazing. But he tells me, did you know that you're on the side of the building? I was like, no. And he took a picture of it and he showed it to me. I was like, oh my God, I need to see it in person. Like, I've wanted that for so long. So I finally went and I saw it and I lost like all kinds of emotion just came out, because that was the real side of me going, oh my God, I really made it here. I'm freaking wearing a crown on the side of the building you know, that I went with my family here. Like, I'm from here. So that was wild. So I thought it would end there.
Right. That's a pretty good night.
Turns out it didn't. That's also the night that we won the titles.
Yeah.
So it was like you get the emotion of, wow, this is amazing. I'm home and I'm doing this. Accomplishing a dream of being on the building and winning a title. But now I'm also making these people hate me so much because they love Rhea and Nikki so much that our celebration was just so over the top and ridiculous. We're standing on the announcing tables the commentary table. And I'm like, I don't even know if I'm allowed to do this, but we're doing it. So it was just like balls to the wall. We just went all out and we're just like screaming. Cause she lifted me up. I'm like, what? We didn't even ask. We just kind of did it. And you know, we just got lost in that moment. So that was and it doesn't happen often. Especially winning in a home state or whatever.
Yeah.
But that was the first time that it was like two things at once.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. If you're not aware, she is your queen and she is your women's tag team champion. Look at that.
Oh, hold on. I am the one true queen. No one else is queen but me.
Great. That is such a good point. I'm so, so sorry. She is our one true queen. And a women's tag team champion. Is that
history maker?
And a history maker. First ever. No one else has done what you're doing right now.
Isn't that weird? How many times have we had this conversation? Like back in, oh my God, how long ago?
Listen, you are someone whose journey I've watched as much as anyone. And that's why I make the joke about you still being so young, because I feel like I've already seen you go through so much, which makes me think about how old you were when you were Rosita. And I guess you were like 20 years old and I just wasn't.
Younger.
Yeah, I guess I just did not process how young you were at that time. Like that.
Just turning 19.
Yeah. So listen, kids, the lesson is, this is why it's a beautiful thing to figure out what you want to do in life, because it gives you a lot of runway to get there. And now she's our one true queen and tag champion, and we'll see her December 26th at MSG. Zelina Vega, my queen, I thank you.
I thank you. And I can't wait, because now I get to get redemption. I had an undefeated streak, and now I have to go and start it all over again because of Rhea. So it starts at MSG.
Oh, we look forward to it. I can't wait for it to start again. Take care, and Merry Christmas and all of that stuff as well.
And all of that stuff as well. Merry Christmas to you too.
At this time, I would like to introduce...
Shout out to that guy, Greg.
Bret Hart is the greatest professional wrestler in the history of the art form.
Midge.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.